Renee Athanas first arrived in Bethel in 1973 to teach art at the Kuskokwim Learning Academy, and she quickly fell in love.
I fell in love with Bethel, and mostly I think I fell in love with the people, because it was a, and still is, a very tight-knit community.
Perhaps because of Renee's love for Bethel's people, she became a part of efforts to create groups and places for people to go. One of her favorites is Saturday Market, a bazaar for local artisans. She says the idea came from watching artists struggling to sell their work.
I mean, they'd go to the hospital or they'd go to office buildings and they'd be trying to peddle these beautiful pieces of artwork to people when what they really needed was a steady, safe, warm place where they could sell them and actually get paid what they should be.
Longtime friend Judy Wazirski says Saturday Market is just one of the reasons she nominated Renee for the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. She almost runs out of breath trying to name everything Renee has had a hand in.
She started Kuskokwim Art Guild. She was a big part of Bethel Council on the Arts and has been president or CEO for years. The Soup Bowls, Youth Art Camp, Best in the West, Dog Show. The list goes on. When she hears someone come up with an idea, she starts thinking, well, how can I make that happen in Bethel?
The one organization Renee's proudest of helping to create is the Tundra Women's Coalition.
When I got here, there was absolutely no place that a woman who had been assaulted or was in trouble or just needed shelter for her and her kids, there wasn't any place to go.
Judy says that's what Renee does, make places where people can go and feel like they belong. She added that's what Renee did with her high school art classroom.
A lot of the students that would hang out in there were the ones that didn't feel they had a place in the school, a niche, and she opened her doors for those students.
The environment created in her classroom may have saved Renee's life. On February 19th, 1997, something happened in Bethel that many people, including Renee, are still recovering from.
I don't know. It's still pretty hard to talk about it. It changed everybody's life that was there that day.
That's the day a student at Bethel Regional High School brought a gun to school. Judy was watching as Renee approached the shooter.
He had just shot a student, and then he shot our principal, and people were running and hiding, and she went out there in the lobby and walked up to him and said, Ivan, you know, give me your gun. You don't want to do this. And she was able to break through to him for that moment or so, and he didn't shoot her.
The shooter, Ivan Ramsey, was one of the kids who found solace in Renee's classroom. She says her relationship allowed her to feel like she could approach him, even with a gun in his hands.
I would think that's probably what it was, is that he didn't have those feelings of distrust toward me.
Renee wonders if more people had reached out to him, maybe he wouldn't have shot anyone. Maybe he wouldn't have brought a gun to school.
You know, afterwards, it's easier to say that, oh, if you'd have done this and this, it would have been different. But life often turns on one kind act or one mean act.
In the 20 years that have passed since the shooting, Renee's continued her mission of creating places for people who need them. And in retirement, she says, of course she's going to stay involved. But she also hopes she's able to inspire others to step up.
I'm hoping that people will see that you can do a lot for your community without giving too much of yourself. You can just give a little and you can, it doesn't take a lot. You should reach out, you should give a little energy and do it. Support yourself and your community.
For everything she's done, Renee Athanas will be inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame April 28th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.